The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a sizable crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind man, the son of Timaeus, sat by the roadside begging. On hearing that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take courage, get up. Jesus is calling you." He threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. Jesus said to him in reply, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man replied to him, "Master, I want to see." Jesus told him, "Go your way. Your faith has saved you." Immediately he received his sight and followed him on the way. The Gospel of the Lord. The Gospel, indeed all of sacred scripture, is like what gold and silver miners call the mother lode. That's a vein of precious metals that run deep, and it contains a superabundance of precious ore. But before we can get into today's Gospel, I just wanted to introduce to you, and maybe reintroduce, what are called the senses of scripture, so that we can see more deeply into the mother lode and glean from it more and more of its richness. Now, the first sense is the literal sense. And this is what the scripture says literally, as today, the story of Jesus' healing of the blind man. The other three senses are called spiritual senses, and the first is the allegorical sense. So what is the scripture saying to us by the use of metaphor? The second is the moral sense. What is it saying to me about my life and about the moral decisions that confront me? And then finally is the anagogical sense, which talks to me about my ultimate destiny, my future. As we go through today's gospel, we'll see all of these senses. And I hope that being aware of them will help you to be able to take away a little bit more from this Mass, and also to find it easy to glean more in your own reading of Scripture. So let's talk about Bartimaeus. "Master, I want to see." Bartimaeus is a blind beggar. He was determined to get his sight back. And Jesus commends him for his faith. How do we know that Bartimaeus had a lot of faith other than Jesus saying that? Well, for one thing, the gospel tells us that he threw aside his cloak and sprang up and came to him. That was unusual for a blind man. A blind man lives by the old adage, a place for everything and everything in its place, because he won't be able to find things unless he keeps them in their proper place. And so, wouldn't he give his cloak to a friend, or would he take it, wouldn't he carry it with him so that he'd know where to find it? And instead, he throws it aside. Why does he do that? It's actually simple. He's going to look for it and he's going to find it because he will be able to see it, and he's convinced that Jesus has the power to restore his sight and he has the willingness to restore it. He calls Jesus the Son of David. It's a messianic title. Bartimaeus' eyes of faith are 20/20. Indeed, his spiritual eyesight is probably far better than the crowds that lined the streets of Jericho. So the story focuses on this miracle of Jesus restoring Bartimaeus' physical eyesight. But the miracle is really only the tip of the iceberg. 30 years ago, my wife Donna and I were fortunate to welcome her grandparents to visit our home. And Donna's grandfather, Grandpa Sine, had spent most of his career tending the trees that adorned the campus of Princeton University. In fact, he spent many hours chatting with Albert Einstein. Well, one of the consequences of his years of tending these trees was his exposure to insecticides. And as a result, he eventually became blind. And on his visit with us, he and I strolled around my yard, and he identified all of the trees by feeling the leaves and the bark and even the pine needles. He could tell me what kind of pine tree it was. In fact, it seemed that he could see the trees in my yard more clearly than I could. The mere physical healing of Bartimaeus and his faith is the literal sense of this scripture passage. But the gospel is not written merely to relate to us a biography of Jesus, although that is an important part of the gospel. As the story of my blindness and Grandpa Sine's sight demonstrates, there's also an allegorical sense. And in this sense, the story helps us to recognize our own intellectual blindness, the darkness of our own minds. This blindness can be caused by ignorance. It can be caused by our own prejudices. It can be caused by our unwillingness to face the truth. And it can be caused by our corruption of our conscience, by sin. And many of you may remember a song written by Ray Stevens in 1970 called "Everything is Beautiful." And in that song, he says, "There is none so blind as he who will not see." And in fact, Jeremiah, the author of our first reading, prophesied in chapter 5, "Pay attention to this, you foolish and senseless people, who have eyes and do not see, who have ears and do not hear. By our fallen nature, we tend to see what we want to see and not see what we find unpleasant. Neither of these leads us to the truth." Now, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. You might say that our way to eternal life lies through the truth. God wants us to see just as he wanted Bartimaeus to see. In John, we remember Jesus' cure of the man born blind. Jesus said, "While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." And earlier, he said Jesus spoke to them again, saying, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." At the very beginning of John's gospel, he says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." This ability to see the light of Christ is the key to understanding how the healing of Bartimaeus is our healing. We need to allow the light of Christ to enter our minds, enter our hearts, through the preaching of the gospel and through the Eucharist. In both God's Word and Christ's body, the light permeates our souls and enlightens our minds. Now, there is a moral sense of this gospel as well. What does Bartimaeus do with his newfound eyesight? The gospel tells us he immediately received his sight and followed him on the way. And we too are called to carry the light of Christ into the world. In following Jesus, we bring this powerful and divine light to a world that has descended into darkness, in a world that has turned away from the light and embraced the darkness of sin. And in that situation, we are called to live as Jesus lived and to love as Jesus loved and to carry the light of the world into the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And we cannot spread the light into the world if we ourselves are darkened by our own sin. A filthy window cannot admit much light. As fallen creatures, we tend to fall again and again and again. But Jesus wants to cure that blindness by wiping the scales from our eyes of faith. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world. He has given us the means to face the truth of our own sinfulness, to see ourselves not as we would like to be, but as Jesus sees us. As we draw closer and closer to Jesus, first mortal sins, and then venial sins, and then even our imperfections are brought to light. I know I've mentioned this analogy before, but it bears repeating. When you walk into a dimly lit room, you might look about and say, oh, this is a fairly attractive room. And if you flip on the light, well, you might see that there's some marks on the wall, maybe some dust on the floor. And if you put on yet a brighter light, then you begin to see little dents in the wall and scuff marks on the floor and maybe even some paint drips that you didn't see before. Now, if you walk into that same room with an extremely brilliant light, then you begin to see even the tiniest little cracks in the paint. And it's only then that you are really able to say for sure that you know the true condition of the room. And so it is with our souls. By allowing Jesus in the sacraments of penance and the Eucharist to draw us closer and closer to the light, then we begin to see the truth of our own sinfulness and our inordinate self-love. At the same time, in that light of Christ, our minds and hearts are illumined with his infinite love for us. We can have the faith of Bartimaeus because we know that the light of Christ shines in the darkness and the darkness has not overcome it. So where does that lead us? It leads us now to the anagogical sense. It tells us about our eternal life with Jesus, or apart from him, if we so choose. When Bartimaeus came to Jesus, it was his sole desire to get his sight back. Master, I want to see. When we die, we will all stand before the great judge. But we are fortunate to have a judge who loves us unconditionally and who is even willing to die in our stead to save us. He's a judge who will do whatever it takes to enable us to love him and to desire to be with him forever. And if in life we have tried to stay in the light, if we have followed Jesus and allowed him to cure our blindness, he will lead us to eternal life with the Holy Trinity. If we have, through our own self-love, refused to permit him to remove our blindness, if we have clutched tightly to our cloak and rejected his endless calls for healing, remember, there is none so blind as he who will not see, he will still offer us eternal life with him in eternal light. But such a light would be too much for us. It would cause us unbearable pain. And Jesus, in his compassion, will permit us to separate ourselves from him. And that is a condition that we call hell. So Bartimaeus shows us the way. Following Jesus, come to the sacraments, ask Jesus, no, beg Jesus as Bartimaeus did, to see ourselves as we are. Cast aside our cloaks, have faith in Jesus. Jesus will shine his light on our warts and our sins and our imperfections, not to discourage us, but to encourage us to set out with the determination of Bartimaeus to be healed. Allow Jesus to purify us and draw us ever closer to himself, so that we, as Bartimaeus did, may follow him on the way. In our prayer, come before Jesus and say, Master, I want to see. And hear the words of Jesus say to you, go your way, your faith has saved you. Live Jesus.